truly know that he is truly able. He can do all things, and he will do all things, because he's able. No matter what it may be, no matter how long it may have been there, he is able. Praise, give, and honor to Christ Jesus, who's the head of this great body of people. You are a great body of people. Almighty Jehovah Jireh has predestinated you for this very moment. Got a lot of us that have been praying all week for this night. Coming together to, coming expecting to get and to hear a word from the Almighty. And the song says he's able. As we all stand to our feet, we're getting ready to put you in the hands of our speaker for tonight. As we all, I'd like you all to stretch your hands forward and say, Master, bless the man of God. Give him a word for me tonight, Jesus. And Father God, we give you all the honor and the glory as I present to some and introduce to all you others. Oh, God.
He's able.
Moses.
He's able. He's able. Just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise.
Go ahead and just close your eyes right now.
Don't give up on God, cause he won't give up on you. Don't give up on God, cause he won't give up on you.
Hallelujah. You may have your seat if you can. Praise the Lord. Truly, praise the Lord. I give honor, praise the Lord, to Jesus, which is the head of the body. Praise the Lord. Head of the church. Get honor, praise the Lord, to our founder. Praise the Lord. Our bishop. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our pastor, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our pastor. Hallelujah. Our pastor. Headquarter pastor. Our pastor. Hallelujah. Our pastor. Come on, give a hand clap. Give a hand clap. Hallelujah. You may have your seat again. Hallelujah. Can everybody hear me? Amen. You know, many times we take so many things for granted, praise the Lord. Even a hand clap, a praise. Ain't nothing wrong with giving the Lord a hand clap of praise. Some people, praise the Lord, don't want to give him a hand clap. He's been good to each and every one of us, praise the Lord. And he have allowed us, praise the Lord, to be here tonight. And reach over to your neighbor tonight. And grab your neighbor by the hand, praise the Lord. Come on, everybody, praise the Lord. If you got to go across the pew, And I want you to tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, you're in the right place. Come on, say it again. Say, neighbor, you're in the right place. And you're at the right time to get something from the Lord. Now, if you believe that, put your hand together and give the Lord a big hand clap of praise all across the building. Praise the Lord. We're coming from the New Testament. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles, praise the Lord. We're going to the book of Galatians. Praise the Lord. The 6th chapter. Praise the Lord. Say amen when you have it. Praise the Lord. Galatians. Praise the Lord. You got 2 Corinthians, praise the Lord. And then you got Galatians. Amen. Galatians, 6th chapter, praise the Lord, the 9th verse. And let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season, how many know we're in season, praise the Lord. A season of getting mad, a season, praise the Lord, and said, you ain't gonna find me for the three day fast, and when the 3 day fast, I'll be back. Man, a season. We shall weep if we faint not. Now we're going, praise the Lord, to the book. Of Philippians, praise the Lord. Fourth chapter, praise the Lord. Amen. You got Ephesians, you got a Philippians. Everybody there, praise the Lord. Fourth chapter, praise the Lord. We're going to that 13th verse. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which what? Which what? Last verse, praise the Lord. A couple books over, we're going to the book of James. You got Hebrews and then you got James, praise the Lord. James, the 1st chapter, praise the Lord. Going to that 12th verse. It said, blessed is the man that endure what? For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that what? Every head bowed, every eye closed. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your word tonight, Lord God. It's not about me, Lord God, but it's about the words, Lord God, that's in this Bible, Father. God, you said these words are sharp, Lord God. Lord God, you said these words are discerning of Father God. We pray, Lord God, that your word will fall on good ground tonight, Lord God. Anoint my lips, Lord God, that I speak what you said, not what I said. In Jesus' name, let the church say amen. Amen. Let the church say amen again. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. See, we're living in a time. We're living in a time and an hour, praise the Lord. A time and an hour, praise the Lord. I was talking to a preacher, praise the Lord, and the preacher said this young preacher had almost the biggest church in California. I don't know how many members he had. He had so many members, praise the Lord. But said this young man just got to the point that he was discussing with the church. He went and took a gun and shot himself and killed himself, praise the Lord. We're living in that time now. Hallelujah. The Bible, praise the Lord, said, let us not be weary. Let us not be tired. See, we're living in a time and an hour that everything make us tired. Singing in the choir make us tired, praise the Lord. Coming in the door make us tired. Driving the van make us tired. Playing the keyboard make us tired. Playing the drum make us tired. Clapping my hands because I'm tired, praise the Lord. Stomping my feet make me tired. I'm tired. But the Bible said, told us not to become weary in doing good for the Lord. How many know, praise the Lord, if you stay in this thing, if you stay in this Sabbath thing, praise the Lord, then praise the Lord, God gonna bless you, praise the Lord. It's a blessing in keeping God's Sabbath. I mean, know that. It's a blessing in keeping the Sabbath day. We don't came in his time. We in the Lord time now. We in holy time right now. May not like me tonight. But I come to preach the word, praise the Lord. It said that, praise the Lord, that the Lord is going to bless you, praise the Lord, if you stand fast, praise the Lord. You know, no matter what comes your way. You know what? I'm going to tell you what the title of this message is. I'm going to let you see it. It's in this right here. This should be enough, praise the Lord, to motivate you. Some of us need to be motivated. If you're not excited about Jesus, you need to be motivated. Hallelujah. You're not excited about the Holy Ghost, then you need to be. I'm going to let everybody see this. No matter, praise the Lord, what comes your way, never give up. When you come to the door, do you know, praise the Lord, that you made the devil mad when you came in those doors tonight? He wanted to put you on the fast wheel at the carnival tonight. The zipper, praise the Lord. The bump cars at the carnival tonight. But the Holy Ghost put a hook in your jaw and pull you into the service tonight. You ought to be glad that he pulled you into service. Me and my wife seen an accident. Great, praise the Lord. But it was a terrible one. It was so bad until it separated the car. And then the other car was all bent up. So I told my wife that it couldn't have been no survivor. Couldn't have been no survivor. They had the whole road cut off. But you know what? Never give up, saints. Never give up. Never give up. You may be at the end of your rope, but never give up. Never let the devil see you sweat over something. He wants to see you sweat. That's why he's putting the pressure on you for you to sweat. But never give up. And then, you know, some people say, well, it's easy for you, associate pastor, to say, never give up. But you don't know what I'm going through. If you knew what I went through all this week here, then you wouldn't be telling me to never give up. I'm looking at God is calling people home. You don't know when your last day is up. You don't don't know, praise the Lord, when you're going to take your last breath. We need to take it serious. We need to take what's going on serious. Every time we come to service, it could be our last service. So we ought to come in the door with the praises. Don't wait to get inside the church to praise God. But why don't you bring the praises with you? The praises start home. The praises start 5 o'clock in the morning. 5 o'clock is my sleeping time. Hard for me to get up at 5 o'clock. Like I got about 3 line clock going off. The first one go off 4:30. The next one go off 4:45. And then the next one go off at 5 o'clock. I don't want to miss that prayer. I don't want to miss that prayer. I believe if I miss that prayer, I'm gonna miss my whole day gonna be messed up if I miss that prayer. That's why I'm on the prayer line, praise the Lord. And every now and then, praise the Lord, I let you know I'm on the prayer. I said, this is Associate Pastor Moses. I'm on the prayer line. Do y'all hear me? Oh, y'all that going to work. Do y'all hear me this morning? Never give up. Never give up, praise the Lord. No matter what you're going through, no matter what it look like, no matter what it sound like, no matter what it feel like, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. If you got to stay away, but praise the Lord. Stay away from the devil, praise the Lord. But never give up. Never throw in the towel. Never quit. God didn't make a mistake. God never made a mistake. If he said you junior missionary, if he said you junior deacon, then you need to close your mouth and learn how to be junior deacon. A junior missionary. Because the next step is missionary. Is deacon. And we're watching you. And if you fail the test, that means that we're going to be hard on you because we want you to pass the test. Y'all looking at me deep tonight. Never give up. You may be pinned down, but never give up. Never give up on your marriage. Never give up on your children. Never give up on the saint that left. Never give up. Never give up on your little puppy that ran down the street and you ain't saw him. Don't give up on him. Once he get through running down there and get tired, praise the Lord, and look around, he know he ain't at home. Ain't going to be crying until he come back to your door. And that's why I tell my wife. She said, the little dog going down the road. I said, he did. And guess what? That's it. That little joker got so many bones in the yard to the crying shame. And then he go over there to the fence where the neighbor at and look at the neighbor and say, I hope you're not trying to get none of my bones over here. All these bones are mine. And then he do a little thing, kick up the leg, and kick up the leg. So then the neighbor dog said, oh yeah, well this is my territory. He kick up his leg, he kick up his leg, he kick up his leg. So I'm looking, I said, wow. But let me say this here, and I'm in my sermon tonight. I was looking at something about the female eagle. She's not like all the rest of the birds. It says when it come down to choosing a mate, she just ain't gonna choose any mate. Now the eagle, the male eagle can fly up all high and do all this, trying to impress her. She said, that don't impress me. So she said, I tell you what. She tell all the male eagles, I'm going to go and get a limb. And I'm going to take this limb way up in the sky. And I'm going to drop this limb. If you can catch it before it hit the ground, good. So she go up there and drop the limb, right? All the male eagle try to get the branch. And then one of them get the branch, right? So then she say, okay, no problem. You do as well. But that the test ain't over with. I'm going to get another limb that heavier than the one that I just dropped. And see, can you catch this one when I take it up? And she takes it up higher. And she drops it. And the male, whoa, this one was heavy. I caught it, but this one was heavy. And she goes and get a real big limb and drop it. And he catches it. And he become her mate because she says, I don't want a male eagle that is one of the little baby eagles fall from out the nest and he can't catch the small eagle before the eagle fall on the ground. She says, I'm not impressed with you flying up there. But can you catch the baby eagle? And something else the female eagle do. She let the little, she come and feed the little birds. Little bird, like, open their mouth and then she drop the thing in there. She drop the thing in there. And then all of a sudden, as they grow up, she said, I'm not finna drop nothing there. It's time for them to go and get their own. It's time for them to go and get their own stuff. So she urges them to go and get their own stuff. And they don't want to go. So she said, okay, no problem. She goes and gets some branches that got sharp pointers on them. And bring it back and stick it up in the net. And once the little bird back up or go forward and hit that branch that's sharp, they jump out of the net. And see, this is what it is right now in the house of prayer. May that light me. Pastor been dropping the food in all our mouths, dropping the food in all our mouths. And now, Pastor, then you still looking for Pastor to drop the food in our mouth. And she getting something sticky and putting it in the nest now. That make you, praise the Lord, want everybody standing. Make you want to get out of the boat now. Because if you stay there, you're going to get stick by the stick. She ain't telling you that she's doing it, but little bit by little bit, she putting sticks up there. Calling you to move and do what you're supposed to do. Head D called me and said, hey, associate pastor. I said, yeah, what's going on, Head D? He said, I got with Mother Jones, and Mother Jones said you didn't tell her about the hot dogs and hot dog buns back there in the back. I said, you know what? You're right. I said, I'm putting sticks in the nest. Praise the Lord. You need to go and look in the refrigerator to see if you ever leave something. Don't just say, well, hey, hey, nah, I don't know what I'm going to do about it. You need to go back there in the back and look. I'm putting sticks in the nest, praise the Lord. I didn't leave you, praise the Lord. I made sure that everything was there. But you had to go and look for it this time. I didn't make the bag before I left, but I had the stuff for you to put in the bag. Saints, never give up. Never give up, saints. Everybody standing, every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for coming in tonight, Lord. Father, give us the mind of not giving up, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Draw your people back, Father. Draw back to you, Father. Draw back to prayer, Father. Draw back, praise the Lord, to studying our word and getting into our word, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for the sick and the shed in, Lord. May there someone sick tonight, Lord. In the midst of this sick, Lord. But you said in your word, by your stripes they are healed, Father. God, in the name of Jesus. Father, prepare us, Lord God, for the shedding fast that coming, Lord. Prepare our mind, prepare our heart, Father. In the name of Jesus. Let the church say amen. Amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. At this time, praise the Lord, would it be anyone tonight that need a special touch from the Lord? And no matter what it is, it may be a healing. It may be, praise the Lord, you just need prayer. We ask that you come. The altar is open right now. The altar is open right now. We ask that you come. Would it be anyone tonight? Anyone tonight?
He's in the room. He's in
Hallelujah.
The room. He's in the room.
Your sister.
He's in the room.
Your brother.
He's in the room.
The person that you told, I'm praying for you.
Our Father.
For those that are at you.
He's in.
Will you pray for me? Are you praying for me? Let us join together with the speaker. He went before God to get this. Would there be another? Would there be another? This is the most important time. Bible say in the old days, angels would come down and once a year, they would come down and stir the water.
He's in the room.
And everybody that got in that water, receive their healing. Receive their need.
Victory's won.
Will there be another?
Whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
He's in the room.
He's in the room. We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today, and we're truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children.